Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
I had a difficult day on Sunday, and I don't even know why. There was no absolute reason for it, and I've written it. In fact, it's my article in the Jewish Report this week. I just crashed Sunday afternoon, and I spent the whole afternoon on my bed, feeling symptoms that I didn't have, and just feeling pretty miserable. I woke up Monday morning feeling actually much, much better. But it was all part of, it was all just part of this kind of, I don't know, maybe an acceptance or realization that this COVID thing is not going away. I miss seeing my friends. I miss socializing. I miss being able to just be. I don't even like shul, but I really miss it. I actually feel quite sad about the fact that we went into lockdown maybe naively with this whole sense that it wasn't going to last long, but look around the world, it's not going away.
No, and I think for me that's where we're heading as far as from a psychological point of view, is that we're just starting to see and realize that hang on, this is not going away, and this is going to change how we kind of live for a very long time, and maybe forever. And that's a scary thing, because I think to a greater or lesser degree, we don't enjoy change, or certainly not change at this speed, and certainly not when it's imposed on us. I think, when we think about it, years ago, we joke about how we'd never had the internet, we didn't have Facebook, any of these things. But it was a gradual, voluntary kind of transition, and this has been anything but. And the other thing, as you say, you mentioned, Howard, is that there's no finishing line. We might have mentioned this before, but there's absolutely, when you are running a race, do you remember your running days, Howard?
I remember them quite fondly, actually.
We used to run a race or two together.
Yes.
No, not at all. Let's move forward. But, we knew that there was it was a 10 kilometer race. We knew it was 50. We knew how to pace ourselves, so if you were feeling tired, you knew how long you had to go. And you kept your resources to make sure that you could get across the line. And there is no finishing line as such. And it's so difficult to kind of, pace yourself and say, it's only another 2 months. It's only another 3 months. And, even if we do know how long it's going to be, then what will be at the finishing line? How would that finishing line look in the new reality? But I think what you also said is very important, and I know it's been spoken about a lot, but it's almost like, a lot of us are having days where we're mourning, and certainly we're not talking about, God forbid, mourning a person, but mourning, we're starting to see that people are having symptoms of a loss, and that's absolutely appropriate, because we have lost, so much. And very importantly, one of the things that we've lost, which is so fundamental to human beings, is that physical interaction, that actual face-to-face physical, that handshake, that hug. It might seem insignificant, but it's something we need, as human beings, is to have that physical contact. So there's a lot that is going on here that is causing us to struggle.
So one of our listeners, Carol Zimmerman, saying, in acceptance lieth peace.
Yeah. Well, that's so interesting, because I think for me, one of the things that is really that comes to trying to deal with the situation is, and it sounds like a cliche, and we might have again spoken about this, but it's so important, is this whole idea of mindfulness. And I'm a skeptic at heart, and I always kind of look at things and doubt whether they work really, until there's proof that it does. And I can say that mindfulness, which seems so simple in the way that it's presented, can be so powerful. And it really focuses on, as Carol's saying, it focuses on the now, and it focuses on experiencing, the present. And it is very, very powerful, because, really what we can only control is what we do now. We can't control the past. We can't control the future. So it makes a lot of sense to really focus on the now. And when our minds do drift to the future, in a negative way, or to the past in a negative way, to remind ourselves to stay in the now.
What I find interesting as well, and I've certainly noticed it with myself, is I felt a tremendous amount of relief when I started to see countries around the world going back to normal. So when Israel started lifting their ban and restaurants were open, it almost felt like we were doing that here. The same in the United States and Australia. So what is interesting for me is I think part of what I'm feeling in a negative way is impacted by looking around the world and suddenly this realization maybe that it isn't so simple. It isn't just going away.
No, no. Yeah, absolutely. I think for me, as we know, we kind of one step behind, you know, the world. You know, it came to South Africa a little bit later than some places like America and obviously China. And absolutely to watch them go through, you know, it's like, I suppose when you say to a friend, you know, who's had the same procedure as you, you know,
exactly.
How was it?
Yeah.
You know, and actually you're not sure if you really want to know the information, you know, because obviously.
But you've been able to say, listen, it was hard. But you'll get through it because, you know, I've been through it. You'll get through it. But then all of a sudden you relapse or, you know, it turns out that it's, then the friend looks at the same person and says, ooh, maybe I won't get through it.
Exactly. So being a step behind, I think the rest of the world or many countries in the world does cause difficulty because now we look at America, but we could also look at places like, you know, like Canada and we can look at, you know, parts of Europe where things have really, really improved. But it's so difficult, the situation on so many psychological levels, Howard, and understandably people are struggling. But another thing I think is important to keep in mind is, you know, we speak about this new normal, you know, and yearning for the old, you know, again, just to take a moment and to actually assess whether the old was actually all good, you know, and I think for me, it's important to actually evaluate that I, you know, I can't tell you how many people, and again, you know, I hear this so much, is people were just running on empty and people were just,
the world to some extent needed COVID. There's definitely a positive in it. There is no question in my mind. I think we will all be different and hopefully we'll be different in a positive way. It doesn't make it easy. Change is very hard.
Very hard. And absolutely. I mean, I certainly believe that a lot of the, you know, disease and illness in the world, both physical and psychological, has to do with the absolute breakneck speed at which we live. And, you know, again, I can't tell you how many people, and it sticks in my mind, and I hear this, and this happened to, you know, happened to be a client who came in and said to me just before COVID, you know, this week has seemed like such a long year. And it just resonated for me that people, we just run and run and run. And it's, as I say, it's not easy to change, not easy to do things differently. But I think, you know, if we do take the time and, you know, and we look at the situation, there are some positives. And it's hard to embrace change, but I do think for me, this is giving us one very important message. And that is about mindfulness, about staying in the moment, just trying to enjoy what we're doing now, rather than thinking about what we have to do next and where we're going next. And also just to try and slow down, because I do think for me, you know, that was a huge problem, certainly from a psychological point of view, that people were anxious and depressed, largely from the breakneck speed at which we live.
Dave, just a question before we wrap this up. Yeah. Is there a value in planning the after COVID experience, or is it actually more dangerous as our timelines get pushed? So for example, is it an idea to say, you know, we're going to have, speak to your friends and say, right, when COVID is over, we're going to have, this is what we're going to do, or plan a getaway, a holiday, or are we just setting ourselves up for disappointment? And is that maybe more of what got us into this negative space in the first place?
Yeah. No, I think it's a good question. You know, I think it's only natural that we want to plan ahead, you know, that we've got predictability, because right now, you know, predictability, and we so look for some kind of predictability in our lives. But I would say, just to be cautious, I would say right now, you know, again, things are unpredictable. They're predictably unpredictable. And I would say, you know, we should play the hand that is dealt to us, because anxiety, as we've always said, you know, we'll always say, what if? And that's the concern. If we do plan for the future, and you know, things don't work out, and you know, then again, this that impacts us on our, you know, on our feeling of security, our sense of predictability, and it does raise our anxiety. So my sense is absolutely, talk about the future, talk about what, and it's quite natural to talk about, I hear so many people say, this time last year, you know, where we were, or you know, we were planning this, and that's completely normal. But I would say, you know, really try and focus, yeah, talk about things that you'd want to do, of course. I think that's quite natural. But to really try focus on the now and control what you can, because we really can't control, even though it might sound scary, when we accept that we can't control what's going to happen, then maybe we just focus on what we can control. And that's the now, what we're going to do today, what we're going to do in the moment.
Very interesting indeed. Zanati, your thoughts?
I actually feel like for me, I'm not really panicking. I feel like it gives me more time to plan. I do plan for after COVID, but I've literally given myself about 2 years, which is, I think it fits in with the whole, I think we will have a vaccine by that time.
So in other words,
because I feel like with pre-COVID-19 times, there was so much pressure to travel, so much pressure in December. You need to book your holiday for, you know, it was just too much pressure for me. So I feel like now I've actually had time to
breathe.
It's
given you permission not to do that
frenetic
planning. And that's what David's saying is the speed and the demands on us were tremendous.
Yeah, they really, really were. And just on, you know, people feeling depressed, because I actually do agree with the news that we're getting of these drugs, these, you know, breakthrough drugs, and, you know, places like the Czech Republic holding parties that, you know, COVID-19, they're finally free from COVID-19. You kind of get that hope, but then you realize that it's actually so far from you.
Absolutely.
It's not happening here. And I mean, here there's a surge in COVID-19 cases, and even these breakthrough drugs aren't a vaccine. Do you know what I mean? So it's just that like, it's like you're in a pendulum. So. Yeah, it's I understand the mix
of
emotions.
I like that emotional pendulum.
Yeah, so it's just that mixture.
And I do think for me, interestingly, I think when, you know, we do move forward, people to some degree are going to look back with a bit of fondness on certain aspects of this whole experience.
I think so too.
You know?
I think so.
To say, geez, do you remember, you know, look at us running now again. Look at us watching the clock. Look at us running from appointment to appointment. Look at us, how many hours we spent in the car, or how stressed we are. And we're going to look back at and say, wow, one of the, you know, it was so hard, it was so difficult. But one of the things is that we had time and we were able to just breathe. And I think we should just take time. And absolutely, it's difficult not to put our heads in the sand and be in denial about the difficult things, but really just to try and embrace what is positive. And there's a huge positive here, and that is that we have got so much more time just to be. So I think let's try focus on that and embrace that.
Absolutely amazing.
Because,
David Abramson, thank you as always. I think that is a very important message. It isn't easy, and certainly we each have our day. Certainly I had mine. Well, mine was more of an afternoon.